Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Happy holidays and happy 2024 from iHeartRadio Podcasts.
I'm Ashley Iaconetti of the Almost I Miss podcast, and my resolution I feel like might be weird, but it also could be relatable, I don't know. I want to feel less guilty about moments of rest. Sometimes I feel like whenever I get to just take a breather, I shouldn't be, that I should just be constantly productive, and I always feel guilty if I have my son watch a little TV so I can just snuggle with him, and then just like... Those moments are fine. They're great. They're needed. And you shouldn't feel guilty about them. You don't always have to be go, go, go.
I'm Ben Higgins from the Almost Famous podcast. And my New Year's resolution is to be in better shape, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, when I'm, 35 in 2024 than I've ever been in my life. And I'm taking action on doing this. There are some boundaries and some things in my life that I'm working towards. I think it's going to help me be a better husband, maybe potentially one day a better father, but also just a better human for the people around me.
Hi, friends. Happy New Year. My name is Sophia Bush, and my New Year's resolution this year, oh boy, it might be more of an intention. This year, I really... had to learn to take care of my health. I think a lot of us have gone through that over the last couple of years dealing with this global pandemic. And I had to learn to rest and recuperate in a way that I never have before. And interestingly, as that lesson has come full circle for me, what I really want to commit to in 2024 is taking care of myself better so that I can continue to show up as an advocate for my community, because I know that so many of us deserve better than what we're getting in the world right now. We're fighting back on a lot of policy that is doing community harm. We're trying to live up to the democratic ideals of this country, which is supposed to be equal for you and me and everyone else. And I think for me, the real intention of this year is to be both gentle and ferocious with myself, with my activism, and in the way that we can all stand shoulder to shoulder to stand up for each other. I hope you are finding your way to your intentions or resolutions, however you like to classify them. And I wish you all a happy, healthy, and safe new year. Sending you love.
Hey there, everybody. I'm TJ Holmes.
And I'm Amy Robach.
And we, of course, are from the Amy and TJ podcast. And we are here now to talk about New Year's resolutions. What do you got?
Mine are very simple. After the year I've had, I would like to stay in a beautiful relationship with you, TJ, and keep this amazing job.
And I...
We're down to the basics here.
Yeah, I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but I was told by the iHeart team that I still needed to record this with you. So here I am, and I resolve in the new year to be nicer to the iHeart team when they tell me I have to do stuff.
Hi, iHeart. It's Teddy Mellencamp, and my New Year's resolution is I don't believe in resolutions. If you want to make a lifestyle change, you have to do it for life. It can't be something you're going to plan for the first week of the year and then give up on. So I think you want to make a resolution, you got to make the resolution to change your life, and it's one day at a time.
Hi, iHeart. I am Tamara Judge, and my New Year's resolution is I'm going to spend less time on my phone and be more present.
She's also a liar.
No, I'm not. I'm not a big resolution person because I feel like you set yourself up for disappointment. Just live a good lifestyle. But so it's my goal to spend less time on my phone and be more present.
That's a good goal.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Austin Green.
Donna Burgess.
And Randy Spelling.
And we are the hosts of The Oldest Podcast. And our New Year's resolution, mine is to just be as present as possible, to really listen, to really appreciate life, and to be present in every moment.
I love Simple. That. That's a Simple. Great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm usually not good with resolutions because I feel if I set myself a hard line or a bar, then I have to hit it and I end up rebelling against it.
How about an intention?
An intention is the way I love to look at this. And my intentions heading into 2024 is to live with more of a feeling of abundance and worthiness in everything that I do and take more risks and trust that I can do more than I think.
That's great.
Yes, absolutely.
Randy.
All right, so mine is to infuse creativity and play into everything that I do because there were parts of 2023 that just felt heavier and serious. And while, you know, every moment can't be play and laughter, I just noticed for myself that the more creative I am, the more that I approach a conversation or a task that I have to do with creativity, I show up differently. I show up curious. I show up open and I see things that I don't normally see. So I know that will be a win for me if I could do more of that in 2024.
That's so good.
Great intentions.
That's so good. So happy new year to everyone.
Yes. Happy new year, everyone.
Yes. Happy new year, you guys. We hope you had an amazing one and an amazing 2024.
Okay. Hi, my name is Eric Winter, and my New Year's resolution, I have a couple. One is I want to improve my overall health. I'm really dedicated to try and figuring that out, and also spend more family time.
Hi, I'm Rosalyn Sanchez, and my New Year's resolution, similar to my husband, is I want to try to cut sugar as much as I can. I want to be very healthy.
Hi, I'm Shannon Doherty, host of the Let's Be Clear podcast. My New Year's resolution is to absolutely live my best life possible, to be healthy, to love, to embrace my friendships, to save as many animals as I possibly can, and to help further spreading the word about cancer, helping raise money for research and just awareness in general. That's my New Year's resolution.
Hi, I'm Scott Patterson from the I Am All In podcast. And my New Year's resolution is to donate more time and more money to my favorite causes. Happy New Year, everyone. And may the road rise up to meet you all in 2024.
Hey guys, I'm Jackie.
I'm Jen.
And we are two Jersey Jays.
What's your New Year's resolution, Jack?
Okay, my New Year's resolution is to continue surrounding myself with people who make me feel good and not surrounding myself with people who don't make me feel good. And you can read into that if you want, but just want to be around people who bring me peace.
My New Year's resolution, when it's the same as it was really last year, besides the shallow ones I have, well, not really shallow, but exercise more and eat more healthy, but is to not be such a people pleaser. And, you know, especially in terms of what we do, you're not supposed to be, right? You want to give your opinions and you want to give them in a way that is strong. Make no mistake about it. But not just on the housewives. I mean, I feel like I do sometimes tell people what they want to hear. And it certainly doesn't make for a great housewife. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to say things in a way that is nasty and upsetting. But I do feel like at times I just try to keep the peace. And let's forget about the housewives for a moment, but in general.
All right, so Jen's going to be a starter in 2024. Right, I can't wait for it. All right, then my resolution is not going to vibe with yours because I'm going to have to stay away from you.
I don't want to stir want to be able to speak my mind in a way that is respectful and authentic.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. All right. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Chris Harrison here, host of the most dramatic podcast ever, wishing you a very happy New Year. The turning of a page, a new chapter. My New Year's resolution in 2024, to drink even better wine, eat better food, spend more time with the family. That is my resolution. Sounds like a good year.
Hey, this is Jenna Ushkowitz from And That's What You Really Miss podcast. And my goals for 2024 are to read more, to have a little bit more patience with myself, and to be really mindful with my time. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year.
This is Marisol Patton from I Pour Forward podcast. And my New Year's resolution this year is to be an even more amazing wife than I already am.
Me encanta eso.
I love my husband so much, and he's so good to me, and he's so kind, and I always feel like, God, I'm just not as good as he is. I want to be as good as he is. I want to be better because he deserves better.
Aww.
So I got to work on that. You know, he likes to go out, and I never want to go out.
I can help you with that.
I know you go out every night. Yeah, you can help me with that.
I make my husband very happy.
You do. Ituke, what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm Alexia Napola with I Por Favor podcast. And my New Year's resolution is, you know, to dedicate time to my family and friends, because I feel like a lot of times we get lost, you know, and you know, time goes so quickly, and then you just wake up and you're like, oh my God, I haven't seen or talked to this friend in such a long time, or to a family member. So my personal things are really about family and friends. They're really never like about me, like, oh, get on a diet or like lose
stupid
weight.
You can do that anytime.
Run 10 miles.
I'm going to interrupt you and tell you, you're an amazing mother. You spend all your time with your sons. You really do. I don't know how you do everything and run the salon. And you make time for your friends too. You call me all the time and talk and make sure that we're connected. You're great at all of that. You don't need to be any better than you are.
Thank you, mi amiga. You're a beautiful wife too. You're so good to Steve.
Be
and you bring him so much joy and happiness.
This is Rachel Levis from Rachel Goes Rogue. My New Year's resolution is to take everything I've learned this year and apply it to become the best version of myself. I will continue to focus on my mental well-being and work to destigmatize asking for help. I intend to create an environment that allows me to live with integrity, that inspires creativity, and provides a sense of serenity. I will no longer enable others by harboring the secrets I've been expected to keep.
I'm Danielle Fischel.
I'm Ryder Strong.
And I'm Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
Such boring ones. It's just like the most basic. Like, exercise more.
Uh-huh.
Drink less. Don't overeat. You know, like, all just, like, predictable.
The regular ones.
Yeah. I don't think I ever have, like, a that interesting or unique of a, and it's the same every year, right? It's always, like, basically just take better care of myself.
Take better care of yourself.
Right, always right. It comes down to, like, yeah, did I trash my body in some capacity or didn't exercise enough?
That's essentially mine, too. But I'm getting more specific with it this year. Oh. Like, you know, for instance, in the first 6 months of the year, I'm going to get myself in the best shape I've ever been in my life. That's a goal of mine. And it's going to be, whether that means hiring people to help me, getting a meal plan, whatever I have to do to invest in myself, the first 6 months of the year, I'm going to. So I've already made that plan. I've already started to put that plan into action. So hopefully that is, and all the things you said go along with that. You know, I'm going to do dry January at least. And I'm going to hope that actually extends to farther than that. And, yeah, so kind of the same stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I want to get my superpower, but that's my every year thing. So this could be the one.
I like it.
Danielle.
I don't really call them like resolutions. Of course they are. Like going back, I found my notes from like my 2020 goals.
Okay.
One of my 2020 goals was that our podcast would be successful.
Wow.
Hey.
And
all the way
I
back
like
in 2020.
Had things, yeah. So
that was when we were first talking about
it. Talking about it. I just said podcast successful. And then I had things like I wanted to release 5 new Be Free products. So those were some of like my professional goals. Going into this next year, last year I was able to direct my first primetime TV show.
Yeah.
And last year, one of my goals was to direct for a channel other than Disney Channel, not because I don't love Disney Channel, but because I just wanted to expand my direction.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
I was able to do that, so that this year I want to do even more of those. There's some Be Free stuff that I want to do. I would love to try and get Be Free into a store, so not, you know, like a brick and mortar store, so it's not just direct to consumer and QVC. And then personally, my real number one personal goal for 2024 is for my marriage. I finally feel like with Keaton being, you know, 2.5 now, he'll be 3 next year, I feel very much like I've come out of the sort of fog that the first 2 years of having 2 kids had me in,
yeah.
Which was very much like everything revolved around
all hands
my
on
children.
Deck. Sure. Children, yeah. All hands on deck.
Hands
kids.
On deck.
Yeah.
And totally. Jensen and I just kind of looked at each other and we were like, love you. We're in this.
Buck up, buckers.
Yeah. But our relationship is going to have to go to the wayside for a little bit. And now I feel like the kids are in a really good place. They're really solid. We've got good routines down. They're a little easier. And so this year I want to make a priority to have just as much of a focus on the health and wellness of our marriage. And that involves having a date night, whether that's night or day afternoon.
Sure.
I just want to find more time for us to do things together. Yeah. So
that's nice.
Personally, a focus on my marriage, and professionally I've got all kinds of things that I'm looking forward to. Let's discuss a podcast goal for this next year. What do we think is we've already talked about that for 2024, we're toning down some of the live shows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There are just too many.
There were
wonderful.
Were a lot,
I don't think
we're
not toning them down. Toning them down sounds like we're changing the tone of the show.
Yeah,
we're doing less. The number.
You're doing
frequency.
Less.
We are doing less of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what are your podcast goals? What are your Pod Meets World goals for 2024?
I mean, I always love the parts of the podcast that I don't expect, you know? So I would say like, I would like to move beyond just recapping or just interviewing and finding, you know, like when we did the drafts, I thought that was super fun and like reinvigorated. So I'd like to discover something new about this show or each other that, you know, we might not necessarily have in our minds right now that we haven't planned. I love the surprises are always the best part of doing this podcast. So
I love
that. I look forward to surprises. So being open to them, I guess, is a resolution, right?
Like right.
Being open to new ideas and trying different things and like stretching a little bit.
Yeah. And instead of figuring out whether or not we want to do it because do we think it's going to go over well, just being like, let's do it and see what happens. Being accepting a failure
exactly.
In the hopes of possibly finding gold. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take yours.
Cool.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Hey, it's Bethany Frankel from Just Be and Rewives. New Year's resolutions. Now, I never make New Year's resolutions. Last year, I made a resolution for the first time in a long time that I would learn how to do my makeup. I can't say it was necessarily just a New Year's resolution, but it was something overall that I really wanted to achieve. And as a result of me trying to do my own makeup, because I was watching makeup videos, I was also like contemplating moving towards retiring in some fashion, like really slowing down. And that's when I started doing just wacky videos using stuff that was in my drawer that I didn't understand or know what it was, or some makeup artist left it.
and ended up comparing it to drugstore stuff and just was playing around. I barely knew how to do, I didn't know how to actually post a post. I just looked on the phone and figured out that you could just post a post. I still don't know how to like edit one or make something shorter or put the end of something in the beginning. I just post it. And I don't know how to like do any other tricks or filters or gimmicks or stuff. I just know how to post, which is probably why people complain about my lighting and my posts are a train wreck. So I guess having some version of a resolution did lead to an entirely new chapter as an accidental influencer. So when asked what my New Year's resolution is this year, I struggle. In many ways, I've already started my New Year's resolution because I've been stressed a bit lately and noticed that the way I've been handling myself has been a lot better, just being calm, like not getting activated about it. And I observe my own behavior and commend my behavior. I would also say to continue a journey that I started somewhere maybe halfway through 2023 with no resolution in mind, that not everything needed to be said, and that it was easier and less stressful and less activating to just not only find the positive, but just ask questions about thought-provoking topics in a more positive way. That you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And that I have a daughter who I'm a role model for. So I don't want to get myself into drama unnecessarily if it's really not that important to me. I think coming off of The Housewives, I was so used to arguing for so long that I got used to just being known and celebrated for that, for the conflict, for the snarky lines, for the one-liners. And spending a quarter of my life on reality television, I became trained to kind of be in conflict in some way, subconsciously or consciously. And then one day I just decided I didn't want to be in conflict anymore. It just wasn't fun. It wasn't positive. It wasn't enjoyable. And it might be a quick hit for something that you say that you may even really mean, but it's not necessary. Some things are necessary to say and some things are not, and you have to pick your battles. And my New Year's resolution every year will be to try less to sweat the small stuff and to try to stay out of the weeds and to empower and educate others to be able to get into those weeds for me and hope that they can handle it. It is not easy to deal with all my weeds, so hopefully somebody can do it this year.
Hey guys, it's Jana Kramer from the Wind Down Podcast on iHeartRadio. Well, first and foremost, I just want to say Happy New Year's. Happy 2024. We're in a new year and it's a new start. It's a fresh start for all of us. And that's what I think is so exciting about the new year. I know it can seem overwhelming, especially with making those New Year's resolutions. So here's something that I do that I think could also be helpful for those that feel that overwhelmed feeling of having a New Year's resolution and then going, oh wait, what was it again? And not sticking to it. So I read this book called The Happiness Project. And basically that book was every month you make a resolution or what you want to do different that month. So maybe one month is, I'm going to stop swearing as much. Maybe the next month is, I'm going to be more positive, not be so pessimistic. I'm definitely going to add that one back in. Another one is I'm just going to be happier and not stressed. So my wish for all of you this year is to not only believe that it's going to be an amazing new year for all of us, but to go into the new year positive and having that train of thought, because that's going to be my biggest resolution for this year, is to be more positive, less pessimistic, more half full than half empty. And every month I'm going to set out an intention for that month and really try to stick to it. And I hope you guys do the same. So Happy New Year. Let this be the best new year for all of us.
Hey everyone, I'm Dean Bell.
I'm Kaylin Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben, and we are the host of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
My New Year's resolution, Jared, this year is to just get super buff. I want to get as buff as I possibly can.
My New Year's resolution is to meet new people find new friends. We're moving to a new city, so that is my goal.
And my New Year's resolution is to make sure that this podcast goes on into 2025.
That's probably the best one out there.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.